Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Hey, another great place to go is that is the rail corridor.
Yep.
You know, many of us have been to it over the years since the KTM stopped rolling. A 4-kilometer stretch, as we all know, has just been reopened in this past week of the rail corridor. They've redone the landmark bridges and new pedestrian entrance points, and it's really getting great reviews so far. Let's bring on now Dennis Tan, the Senior Architect and Project Department at the Urban Redevelopment Authority, and Sharon Chan, the Director of the Central Nature Reserve at the National Parks Board. Good morning and welcome to both of you. Welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. Maybe, Dennis, we can start with you. It's just reopened, a central stretch of the rail corridor. I believe it's 4 kilometres. Runs between King Albert Park and Hillview. I'll be going there next week. It looks fantastic. Tell us about it, the planning, what went behind it, and what's changed.
Well, you know, rail corridor was returned to Singapore back in 2011 when the KTM rails were removed. So in terms of planning intention, we all know that Singapore is very land scarce, but we do have many pressing needs that we need to fulfill: housing, industry, recreation, etc., and green spaces. So when we were given this land back, we have to think carefully, and therefore we work with Singaporeans. We have to get some of their ideas, and we came out with some three-way balance to achieve that. First, basically to retain the 24-kilometer rail for nature, recreation, and community use. We also have to really conserve its heritage, some of the historical landmarks, and also some of the land next to the rail corridor. We were a bit more careful to consider the various kind of developments that will be able to meet Singaporeans' needs for homes, jobs, amenities. So therefore, today's rail corridor you see is really a testament of transforming all these ideas that we get from Singaporeans and putting it into reality today. So it was a result of a lot of public engagement since 2011, when we start talking to people to find out their aspirations for the rail corridor and really what kind of improvements that they would like to see. So some of the stakeholders that we talked to are definitely the community living and working near this rail corridor. There's also the Friends of Rail Corridor Partnership, which is now the Friends of Rail Corridor. And this comprises of cycling, nature, and heritage groups.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you for that. And I want to bring in Sharon Chan here now, Director of Central Nature Reserve for NParks. And Sharon, now that this 4 kilometers has been completed, it's getting really great reviews, and not the least of which because there's much more access and even handicapped access coming in, I understand, from central from certain areas. Was that part of the plan to really make this even more accessible to more people in Singapore?
Yes, we have actually considered a lot of these needs based on the feedback. And we thought that it is a good idea to bring more people to understand our heritage. And the other aspect is also to allow more wildlife movement as well, because you have too much of a man-made structure, so it will cause a lot more difficulty for animals to move around. So with this, we have actually both nature and public access two into one kind of things put together and make this space more enhanced and more accessible for people.
Well, you're the best person to talk about that, Sharon. I mean, I'm just looking at your background. I mean, you was involved with the EcoLink at BKE, which has been a wonderful success.
Fantastic.
The Treetop Walk, which I've been on many times, fantastic. And now the rail corridor as well. So let's just talk about it from the nature perspective for a second, Sharon. What are some of the things that an avid nature lover like myself might enjoy on the improved rail corridor?
Well, this section of the Central Rail Corridor is right next to Bukit Timah Nature Reserve, and it's also in between the Bukit Batok Nature Park. As you can see, there's two big forested areas, and these are also rich in biodiversity. The rail corridor is actually a very good corridor for movement, for connectivity, and that is where we are coming from. Balancing recreation and nature together. It is not either this or that, but together. And as you can see that for this place, we are making for both people and animals, unlike the EcoLink, which is strictly for animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we also noticed that animals are multiplying and they are doing very well at Bukit Timah. When I first joined the national parks, I hardly see the colugo. And right now, every time you are there, the chances of spotting a colugo is 90%.
Wow.
That is a testament of how we have gone from 1993 to this day.
It's good to see it's good to see Singaporean animals multiplying. Singaporean humans could take a leaf out of the animals' book. We need a bit of help from them, I think.
Indeed. We're talking to Dennis Tan, the Senior Architect, Projects Department at the URA, and Sharon Chan, Director of Central Nature Reserve at NParks. Dennis, when you looked at the restoration of the rail bridges and some of the other physical structures that were built, how big of a project was that? How bad of shape were they in, and how much longer will they now last now that they've been restored?
I think, Glenn, the structure was built in 1930s. So when it was returned to us, we found that it was rusty and there were a lot of damages over time. So therefore, for us, when we started looking at it, we knew that we had to prolong the lifespan of the structure, definitely, and keep to its the kind of heritage and not overdo it. So today, the result that you see on site and at the bridges is something that is a very sensitive touch to it. We knew that we had to repair the main truss structure, and I spoke about prolonging it. But at the same time, in the past, actually people could not really go up to the bridge safely and it's not really accessible. So if you really walk on it before, you know that the ballast, which is the rocks, they are very loose. So people on prams or probably people on wheelchair could not really go up and enjoy the space. And between the trusses, there are a lot of large gaps and openings. So small kids, if they run around, they may just fall down the bridge. So aside from prolonging the lifespan, making it safer, we added very little light touch to it, which is the railing. Mm. And also we binded the rocks together. So it is now smoother for people of all ages, abilities to enjoy. But if you still want to take a selfie on the bridge itself, it will still look like it was in the past.
Of course, everybody's going to want to take selfies, right?
Of course.
That's just a natural part of our life today. Yeah. And now I understand that you're working on another stretch that should be open sometime this month. Is that correct, Sharon?
Yes. The southern stretch all the way from Bukit Timah Railway Station will be linked all the way down to near to Tanjung Pagar Station.
Right.
But so we'll end up at Spooner Road.
Mm.
And this is available once the Merlin pipeline works are completed.
Yeah. When do you think that will be actually open to the public? Is there a projected date?
By end of April.
End of April.
Oh, wow. That is impressive.
Right. Yeah, because I used to ride that. I used to live down near Tanjung Pagar, and I would ride that stretch actually from the old station all the way up. And then, but I know it's been closed for quite some time. Is that correct, Sharon?
Yes. It has been closed for the pipeline work. And it is still to complete by end of April.
Yeah.
So we're working towards it, and hopefully we can open it early for everybody to enjoy.
Dennis, I wanted to ask you, I mean, firstly, I wanted to say congratulations because I absolutely love the bridges around Bukit Timah. I always have, ever since I first arrived in Singapore, the truss bridges at up at Bukit Timah Road and Bukit Timah Road itself. I've loved bridges ever since I first saw Tower Bridge in London when I was a small boy, and I've had this obsession with bridges ever since.
Not to be confused with the rail bridges in Bukit Timah, the Tower Bridge.
No, the Bukit Timah bridges are better. They are superior.
Thank you.
And no, I love those bridges, but I often think when you're preserving something and enhancing something, what line do you keep between, in theory, you could strip the whole thing down and build a new one like a replica. So what do you preserve? What do you change? What do you restore? What do you replace? How are those decisions made? Particularly when looking slightly ahead, you're going to have to do exactly the same thing with the Bukit Timah Railway Station, which I think is ongoing development at the moment and will open next year. So what kind of decisions do you take when you're restoring these wonderful, wonderful monuments, really?
Now, you know, URA is the conservation authority, so we always go back to the same principle, conserve, and then we have to restore and repair it back to the original as much as possible. So that's always at the back of our mind that we cannot change it too much. So people and our future generation, when they see it, it is almost as if it was like how it was in the past. So as I explained just now, aside from prolonging the lifespan, we only added minimal safety features and so that it is safer. And we definitely want more people to access the bridge as well and use it. So this whole thinking, we will apply it to, as you mentioned just now, the new Bukit Timah Railway Station, where, again, we will make it better, safer. But at the same time, if you go there, you will see how the station was in the past as well, but suited for use of current times.
And what, I know it's ongoing at the moment, maybe Dennis or Sharon can answer this, but what sort of plans do you have in place for the Bukit Timah Railway Station? I know that area, the Minister has mentioned before, a food and beverage thing may be set up, and as soon as I hear that, I think, oh, it's not going to be like a fast food outlet, is it? We're not going to turn this thing into a shopping mall. I mean, what are the sort of plans you've got for that area?
We are very careful. We know that it's not really an urban area. Like I explained earlier, we have to strike a balance between nature, heritage, and the fact that this used to be a continuous railway line. So we're not going to think really convert it to an urban area because of such a rich natural and historical setting. So the conserved Bukit Timah Railway Station, we're looking at like a heritage gallery and even a vibrant community node where people can come, gather, and enjoy the space. So there will be definitely shelters and a bit of amenities, but all this will be just an important gathering point for the public to enjoy. So not much changes, but also the key to it is that we make it safer, make it better for everyone, but you don't really see it that much. So all these improvements are hopefully very subtle.
One of our Facebook Live viewers, Wong Kia Fu, saying, good job, Dennis and Sharon and team. And Mike Ong, our regular viewer on Facebook Live, says, how can we multiply a Dennis Tan in the URA and a Sharon Chan in NParks? So I think you two need to clone yourselves so that we can have more of these great ideas and great implementations. Thank you so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. And we would love to have you back on when you open that southern section as well toward the end of the month. Just such a great resource for Singaporeans to get out in that central core through the island.
Brilliant.
Dennis and Sharon, thank you so much for being with us today on Money FM. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.